Well, let's hear a little bit of Albert Reynolds himself talking about the peace process. This is from an interview for Radio 1 in 1999. His British counterpart, of course, as we know, was John Major, who by Albert Reynolds' assessment was committed to the peace process, but who needed reassurance. And as we've heard from Martin McGuinness and from others, he needed political cover in the face of opposition from many sources, but including from within the British establishment.
We came to a modus operandi by which I would go forward and move forward as I felt I could and should, and that he would, at times criticise me for moving so fast, but nevertheless understood where I was coming from, what I was doing and why I was doing it.
Well, there was also the description of a certain meeting that you had with him where you accused him of bad faith and the infamous pencil-breaking incident where he was fuming, by all accounts.
Yeah, he was. That was on the last summit we had here in Dublin Castle before the Downing Street Declaration was published. His people had introduced a new paper. In other words, scrap all we had agreed over an 18-month period and start afresh with a new British paper, and that I was not prepared to accept. And I do recollect accusing him of bad faith. I think it was the point was well taken.
Albert Reynolds talking to Radio 1 in an interview in 1999.